Hello, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. The heat wave is continuing. The highest alert level remains in place today, tomorrow and on Sunday. Temperatures could climb past 40 degrees in places again today and tomorrow. Rescue services are currently around 70% busier than usual and hospital emergency departments are also seeing higher numbers. The whole of Western Europe remains in the grip of the heat. Yesterday was the hottest day ever recorded in France. Almost 1,400 schools remained closed today or are running reduced lessons. To avoid overwhelming hospitals, the sale of alcohol in public spaces in Paris has been banned from midday. French Rail has had to adjust its timetable, with some lines unable to operate because of the heat. The same applies in Western Germany. Outdoor work has been banned during the day in several regions of Italy, while Switzerland and the UK both recorded new June temperature records yesterday. A man has been arrested after trying to run over his ex-partner with his car in Ettlebrook on Wednesday evening. Police were called to the scene at around 7 p.m. Officers later located the suspect following a search. He's since been arrested on the order of the public prosecutor and brought before an investigating judge. Luxembourg's Architecture Prize was awarded for the first time last night, honouring an architect's life's work and contribution to the national scene. An international jury chose Christian Bauer from 33 nominees, citing works including the walkway beneath the Pont Adolphe and the National Museum at the Fish Market. The prize is worth €10,000. In international news, the death toll from last night's powerful earthquake in Venezuela looks set to be considerably lower than initially feared, with 235 deaths confirmed and over 1,500 people injured. Tens of thousands had been feared trapped in collapsed buildings. Rescue operations continue at full intensity, with around 200 people still missing. A verdict is due this morning in the trial over the attack on the Magdeburg Christmas market 18 months ago. A 51-year-old man drove a car into the busy Christmas market, killing six and injuring hundreds. Prosecutors are seeking a life sentence with no possibility of early release. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, more than 300 people have now died from Ebola, with 1,150 confirmed infections. The outbreak remains unchecked in several regions, and local hospitals are said to be overwhelmed. The current outbreak is caused by a rare strain for which there's no effective treatment or vaccine. Moving to sport and a look at the World Cup, this morning saw the final two matches in Group D. Turkey beat the US 3-2, while Paraguay and Australia played out a goalless draw. Last night, Germany lost 2-1 to Ecuador and Ivory Coast beat Curaçao 2-0. In Group F, the Netherlands beat Tunisia 3-1, while Japan and Sweden drew 1-1. The knockout rounds are now set. On Tuesday night, the Netherlands face Morocco. On Thursday night, the US will play Bosnia. And on Monday evening, Brazil take on Japan. For more of these stories, all the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It's already 29 degrees in the city, with the red alert for heat extended until at least Sunday morning. Temperatures are due to reach highs of between 36 and 38 degrees this afternoon, staying in the mid-30s well into this evening.
RTL Today traffic info.
For the traffic on the A3 between Livange and Gaspers, there is a 15-minute delay. Another 15-minute delay on the A6 between Sissange and Gaspers. Speed checks are taking place this morning in Bacheldine, Helmsange and Kyle. If you'd like any more information, go to today.rtl.lu/mobility.
Drinks, proud sponsors of The Lunchbox on RTL Today Radio.
The Lunchbox with Stephen Stapp Slow.
RTL Today Radio.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
Now here you go, can you say you want your freedom?
Mac with Dreams. Today is a special day, Dream Big Day. I always find these random kind of days of the year. We're joined by the lovely Sasha as well,
who's going to
have a bit of a chat with us about her dreams.
Oh, I didn't know. So it's Dream Big Day.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. A good reminder to always, you know, shoot for the planet and land in the stars. What's the quote? You know what I mean? Shoot for the stars, land on the trees. Something like that, maybe. Always a good reminder to dream big. Working here is kind of a dream, I think.
Is it for you?
Yeah, for me it is. I mean, I think
for all of us, actually. Yeah,
I talk for a living. Like,
that's, yeah, there aren't many jobs, are there?
No, not many jobs. You can just chat and be paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And play music and have lovely co-workers and stuff. And there's always food in the office, which is always a plus. And it's air conditioned. So that's, I think everyone in Luxembourg is jealous of us today.
Oh, yes, it is nice and cool in the studio. Mm. Yes, so what's your big dream?
Ooh.
Apart from working for RTL, obviously.
Ooh, well, my big dream is to be a film director. So I'd love to, you know, win an award at Cannes or, you know, the Venice Film Festival. Even to have a film showing there. That would be lovely. We're very lucky in Luxembourg that they do so much for entertainment and the arts and stuff. So I've had a few films screened at the cinemas. They weren't very good films, but they've been screened. So I can officially say that I've had a film shown at the cinema. So that's one dream down.
Yeah.
So a few more to go. But yeah, what about you?
Great. I'm more of a fly by the seat of your pants kind of person. I never